أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about His Qudrat, His power, His might. And one aspect of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the dead land, that Allah gives it life by sending down water and rain. And there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the very many favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subsequently sends down to man by way of the different types of vegetation, fruit, etc. And Allah concluded that, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Does man not appreciate and is man not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to speak about the Qudrat of Allah, and within that we will find that there are very many boons, favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted. The first, Allah Rabbul Izzat had spoken about the earth. And now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about a different aspect of the entire creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He says, Subhanalladhi khalaqal azwaja kullaha. Glory be to that being. And the word glory refers to the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is free from all types of faults, all kinds of blemishes, absolutely spotless insofar as any fault is concerned. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then will be most perfect. And in the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about ourselves, that we as human beings, as the creation of Allah, whilst from the aspect of creation Allah created us perfectly, but from the aspect of our mannerism, our character, our deeds, etc., there is a great deal of imperfection. And man needs to remember this all the time, that we are imperfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Allah has created us weak, and there are two things about it, that when Allah has created us weak, we should not think that we are perfect, but we should always understand and realize that there is a great deal of weakness insofar as every aspect of our lives and our bodies are concerned. The second aspect of it is, perfection is only found in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and perfection is not found in any human. And this is one of the difficulties that we go through, that we ourselves have imperfection, we ourselves have weaknesses, yet we look for perfection in other human beings. Man looks for perfection in his wife, wife looks for perfection in a husband, children look for perfection in their parents, parents look for perfection in their children. We all need to realize and understand that while there is always room for improvement in our own akhlaq, our own character, our own ways, but together with that we should realize that there will be different kinds of imperfections in different human beings, and we should make amends, or rather we should make allowances for all that. Secondly, Allah says, خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything in pairs. Now here pairs can have two opposite meanings. One is, when we do comparisons, we will find light and we will find darknesses, we will find male and we will find female. So in that aspect also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything in pairs. Secondly, it could also mean in resemblances, that two things could be looking the same but can be different. And in that way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala again shows His perfection, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His greatness and His Qudrat. And also in that are very many lessons for you and I, that it is by opposites sometimes we realize the ni'mats and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the favor of light we will understand darkness, and by the favor of darknesses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we will understand the favor of light. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that these opposites, or whether they are resemblances, all of it are not only tokens of the Qudrat of Allah, But in it, there are also very many great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For man to understand sourness, man will appreciate sweetness, and it will go on and on in every aspect of our lives. Mimma tumbitul ard, from that which the earth hath sprouted out, grown out from the earth, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created pears. And if you go into trees, the cross-pollination that takes place between the different vegetations, the different trees, etc., all that is a very great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the truth and the reality of it is that most of it we do not understand. Most of it we do not understand, and because of that we do not appreciate this ni'mat of Allah. وَمِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, from themselves also, male and female, and in every aspect, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created some people in so far as generosity is concerned, they have far advanced, and others in stinginess, they have far advanced, and in this way we will find that these opposites exist. وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, and from that creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which man does not know, that there are many a creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that has not been discovered by man, and in all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says exist these pairs. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ, and here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about another sign of Allah. All this was regarding the ground, was regarding the human himself, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into the universe, and in the universe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the sign for mankind is the light, is the night. نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارِ. Salakha yaslakhu in Arabic means when a person skins an animal and he removes the skin, and then the flesh can be seen. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala flays from it the day, that from the darkness of night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about the day. And here Allah ta'ala says that when we have the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about the night. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ, and suddenly we find that we are in absolute and total darkness. And in this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left many a great lessons, great such lessons that you and I cannot even comprehend, sciences also cannot comprehend. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us, one is the actual movement of the earth that creates day and night with such perfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought it that there is never an error, there is never a mistake in it, there is never a delay in it. But together with this, the ulama have also expressed that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us this sign, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to make reference to other signs. One of it is that like how a person is in the darkness of qabr, and light comes out from the day, light comes out from the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us that Allah will also bring back to life the human being. The other lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show us is this world we are living in seems to us to be a world of light in which we can see, but there is one day we are going to go into the darknesses of the qabr. And the third lesson Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us is that there was darkness before the advent of the nubuwwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only in Makkah Mukarramah but throughout the whole world. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the son of hidayat, Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with this nubuwwat, with the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then we found, like how we see the redness on the horizon, and then we find that the sun begins to rise, and then the whole world got lit with this nubuwwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Minus that, there is darkness in the heart of a person, there is darkness in the life of a person, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes references to all this. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.